Future Ag Leaders, go all out. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Bratton with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. New leaders were recently elected to serve the Tennessee FFA for the next year, and they have some lofty goals to accomplish.
I just want to see us to be able to do the best at everything that we participate in this year, grow as a team and grow as members ourselves, because if we've already peaked, then we have nowhere to go and nothing to look forward to. And that goes for every member. There's never really a peak. We're all still growing as we go throughout life.
Derek Anderson is the Middle Tennessee Vice President, and he is from Coffee County. He's a sophomore at the University of Tennessee at Martin, and making an impact is something he wants his team to achieve, which is also West Tennessee Vice President Madison Benson's goal.
I got the opportunity to attend Camp Clements my first year in FFA. Casey McDonald was a state officer that year, and she inspired me just that 1 week at Camp Clements, and since then I've knew that's been my dream. I think my goal personally is to be able to inspire members, just as somebody inspired me to become a better person.
Madison is from the Scotts Hill FFA chapter and will attend the University of Tennessee this fall. She says being involved in the FFA made a huge impact on her life, something East Tennessee Vice President Emily White agrees with wholeheartedly.
I did not grow up on a farm, but that did not deter me from joining the FFA. So I definitely know how that feels to not feel like you fit into this group. But I would encourage anyone just to try FFA, because little did I know that the public speaking, the premier leadership, personal growth, and career success that I've gained through FFA has changed me for a lifetime. So I encourage just try new things. Step outside of your comfort zone. Step outside of that box and just really see what FFA has to offer for you.
Emily is a senior at Daniel Boone High School and wants to be a veterinarian after college. The future is definitely bright with leaders like these in our youth organizations. Have a safe day and join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.